Peace can seem elusive when there are plenty of things to be anxious about. But God calls us to peace, and there are ways that He has given us to actively step into it. Welcome to Common Prayer.
Greetings, friends. It's good to have you here today. I'm Kathy B., Women's Pastor at CPC, and it's Thursday, May 14th. Welcome to a space that is really just for you to slow down, breathe, relax, and to be attentive to the Spirit of God. I shared with you yesterday that one of my challenges lately in this continuing season of sheltering in place is that my joy is running low. The days just seem to all run together, and most of the time, I don't even know what day it is. And though I can see God at work through everything going on in new ways and different ways, I still keep longing for some kind of normal again. Yesterday, we looked at Philippians 4, where Paul talks about joy and how closely it's tied to peace. We were reminded then that Paul wrote to this church while he was in isolation himself, actually in prison, and his circumstances were far from normal or ideal, but he still experienced joy and peace. And I'm so glad that he talked about that because I want that, I need that, and I know that you do too. Philippians 4 zeroes in on three kinds of peace that can either lead us to joy or they can rob us of joy. And the three kinds of peace that we talked about yesterday were outward peace, inward peace, and upward peace. Outward peace is that sense of relational peace within us. And we spent time yesterday talking about how if we're experiencing a lack of relational peace with others, it can just dominate our thoughts so that we're thinking about it all the time. And we talked about how we might not be able to be in total agreement with our loved ones all the time, but we can agree in the Lord on the majors and not necessarily on the minors. Inward peace is that emotional sense of peace in our mind and in our soul. And upward peace is that spiritual peace that we can have in the Lord. So today I want us to focus on inward peace. Let me read Philippians 4, verses 4 through 6. Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Inward peace's foundation is in the Lord and who He has proven Himself to be. Inward peace is found in His nearness. And the peace that Jesus gives to us is different than the peace that we get when we finish our work or if we just have some time to ourselves after a busy day. God's peace transcends human comprehension. His peace is that harmony and calmness of body, mind, and spirit that supersede earthly circumstances. And God promises that His peace will stand guard at our heart and our mind and won't let anxiety overtake us. I just love that picture. And I love how John 14:27 puts it when Jesus said, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, nor let it be fearful." I was thinking that every day, or most every day, we watch our TVs, at least for a while, and we hear lots of news, and a lot of it is bad news. And we do have to be informed, but we also have to balance what we're taking into our minds during this crisis with the words of Jesus. I have two grown daughters that struggle with anxiety. And one of them does kind of this daily exercise or ritual that helps to calm her anxiety and to ground her and bring her back to reality. She looks to what is tangible and prayerfully engages each of her five senses. And here's what she does. She asks, "What is one thing that I can literally see right now? What's one thing that I can hear? What's one thing that I can smell, that I can taste, and that I can touch?" You might want to try that. And she also says that breathing is super important too. Anxiety is so normal to feel, but it's so important that we don't stew in anxiety, but to bring it to the Lord in prayer and to do what 1 Peter 5:7 says, to cast all of our anxieties on Him so that we're not robbed of our peace and our joy. God wants us to experience His peace and joy and strength right now in the middle of the circumstances that we're in. So right now, I want to invite you, as we regularly do here, I want to invite you to relax your body, to get comfortable, or if you're walking, to pay attention to the cadence of your steps, to take a few deep breaths in and out. And in the next few moments, I want to invite you to give the anxiety that you're feeling right now to Him, to the God who is near, to cast all of it on Him. Just like a fly fisherman casts their line into a river, to cast every single one on Him. I'm going to give you a few more moments to do that. Tell it all to Him. And then I invite you to think about, to let your mind really, really think about the peace of God, and to allow His inward peace to pour into your mind, to your heart and your soul. The peace of God that passes understanding, that transcends human comprehension, as one translation puts it. And to lift up your thanksgiving to Him too. thank Him that He is near, that He cares for you. Thank Him that His peace will stand guard over your heart and mind as they rest in Christ Jesus. Take a few more moments to do that. And lastly, as you've probably experienced, anxiety is contagious. But peace and joy are also contagious. Is there one person that you can reach out to and spread God's peace and joy to? Is there someone that you can make a phone call to, write a note to, or have a conversation with to share and spread His peace and joy? Ask the Lord to help you do that. And to close, allow me to just pray this blessing over you from Colossians 3:15. And now may the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as members of one body, you were called to peace, and be thankful. Amen.
Thanks for listening today. Common Prayer is a ministry of Central Peninsula Church in Foster City, California. Today's episode is hosted by our women's pastor, Kathy Bergren, with original music by our worship pastor, Brandon Passion. Be sure to check our website, cpc.org, for more episodes daily.